and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Please come on in too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Happiness to your wedding.
Here's to you, Mother.
Oh, thank you. You're all so sweet.
Now, Stanley, why don't you say a few nice words?
Okay. Here's to the wine, and here's to the glass. And here's to the lady with the...
Stanley!
With a lot of class.
Couldn't you have just wished her luck?
Oh, you're so right, Helen. I've already buried four husbands, so who could use more luck than I?
Your next husband.
Well, then let's drink to him.
Cheers.
Here, here.
Oh, I almost forgot I was supposed to check about my fitting.
Oh, I'll call the dressmaker for you, Mother. Ooh, does anybody have a dime?
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's see.
I saw one here a minute ago. Stanley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
Thank you.
I was saving it for a tip.
Yeah, Martha, to get back to your wedding dress. Now, I think this. I think that to heck with convention, if you want to wear white for your wedding, you should wear white.
Oh, no. White is for a new bride. You know, pure, untouched. I don't think it would be right for me.
It'd be perfect for me.
Oh, hey, there's Jack. Jack. Could you come over here a minute? I want you to meet someone.
Sure, hi.
Jack, this is my Aunt Martha from Seattle. This is Jack Tripper. He lives in our building.
Oh.
Nice to meet you. Well, Mr. Roper, you must feel good entertaining two beautiful women.
Oh. Why don't you join us?
And make it three.
Why don't you go get us some more wine?
With the girls away for the weekend. Why don't you sit down?
Well, thank you, but I have some friends over there I haven't seen in a long time. Nice meeting you.
Sorry.
Oh, this is my cousin Barbara. Jack, this is Jack Tripper. Remember I told you about him,
Barbara? Oh, yes. You're the one who lives with the two girls.
That's me.
Oh, well, I think they're very lucky to have a man around to do the cooking.
Oh, yeah, I'm also there for protection.
Oh, really? What are you afraid of? Would you like to join us?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Good.
What about your friends?
We're not that friendly.
Oh, Mother, the dressmaker needs to see you right away for another fitting.
Oh, just when we were having so much fun.
Well, I'll drive you there, Aunt Martha.
Oh, dear. Thank you.
Where's everybody going?
Oh, we have to drive Aunt Martha to the dressmaker's.
Yes. What about the wine? It's very expensive, you know.
Now, be a big spender for once, Stanley. Leave it for them.
Oh, Jack, I'm taking everyone to dinner tonight. Since you're alone, perhaps you'd like to join us.
Oh, I couldn't.
Of course you could.
Of course I could.
Good. See you later.
Bye, Mother.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Roper.
Joe, give the check to him.
Well...
Very well, thank you.
What do you do, Jack?
I'm studying to be a chef.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Do you like to cook?
No, I like to eat. Would you cook for me sometime?
Oh, I'd love to cook with you. All right, cook for you. What about you, Barbara? Tell me what you... No, don't tell me. Let me guess. You are a former Miss America?
No.
The present Miss America? No, I got it. You're a model.
Close. What? I'm an archaeologist.
No.
Yes, why not?
No, archaeologists are old men with beards.
Oh, come on. Where did you get that idea?
The mummy's tomb. I saw that 7 times. Also, The Return of the Mummy, The Mummy's Curse, and of course, who could forget Mummy and Paul Kettle? I saw that.
Okay, you got me. I'll start growing a beard tomorrow.
No. You're an archaeologist.
Yeah.
Are you digging anything now?
Yes, you.
Thank you very much. Keep digging.
Actually, I'm in the middle of a book about Howard Carter. The man who discovered King Tut's tomb.
Oh, that Howard Carter. Oh, yeah, sure, Howie, I know. Must be a very interesting book, huh? Oh,
well, I don't know. I haven't finished writing it yet.
Right? No kidding, you're writing a book?
No kidding, I'm writing a book.
How long will you be in town?
For a few days.
What a coincidence, so will I. Would you mind giving me a crash course in archaeology?
Well, I suppose we could go to a couple of museums.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad the Tut exhibit isn't still in town.
Oh, don't worry, I saw that. Yeah, I went in, changed the bandages, and left. Boy, that little kid must have been in some accident. He was...
Maybe the museum isn't such a good idea. Now, tell me, what would you really like to do?
You know, the weather's turned warm. Do you like surfing at all?
I love
surfing. Do you?
Surfing, yes.
Oh, great. Well, let's go down to the beach and make some waves.
Well, here we are, home again. I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
Why?
Because, Chrissy, that's what everybody always says. Gee, when we used to take vacations, we'd come home, we'd walk through the door, and my mother would always say, well, here we are, home again.
I didn't know your mother used to live here.
Chrissy, come on. I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Your mother lived here when you were...
Chrissy! Oh, Larry, I'm glad you're here, and thanks for bringing up the bags.
You're welcome. Chrissy, let me ask you something.
Hmm?
How come your bag is twice as heavy as Janet's?
Because my bag is smaller than hers.
Should I ask? Why not?
What?
Because my bag is smaller. I can barely fit all my clothes into it, and they all get wrinkled.
Chrissy, it doesn't matter whether your clothes get wrinkled or not. That wouldn't make your bag any heavier.
Of course it matters, because if my clothes didn't get wrinkled, I wouldn't have to carry this iron.
You asked.
Chrissy, You came home just in time. You want to go with me to the Hollywood Bowl?
Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. I make it a rule never to date anyone who lives in the same building.
Hey, come on. Rules are made to be broken.
And so are arms.
Hey, if it isn't my long-lost roommate, good
Hi,
to see
Janet.
You, Chrissy. And Janet, you need a shave.
Gee, you're in a good mood.
Oh, I am.
Jack!
There
hi.
She is!
Hi,
Janet! Oh, how are you? I feel terrific.
Good.
Things couldn't be better. Listen, I met this fantastic woman.
Oh.
She's really different.
Oh, boy. That's the same thing you say every time you meet a new girl.
Ah, but this time it's true. And to begin with, she's not a girl. She's a woman.
A woman?
She's all woman. Oh, Chrissy, she's beautiful, she's witty, she's intelligent, and she's an archaeologist.
An archaeologist?
Yeah.
Where'd you dig her up?
What are you gonna do? Jump on her bones?
No, she spent 10 years in Egypt, and she's writing a book on it. She's an authority on ancient peoples.
Oh, that's nice. She works with senior citizens.
Oh, wait, hold on a second, Chad. Just how old is this woman?
I don't know.
30?
Come on.
35?
Larry.
40?
Would you get off?
What, am I getting warm?
So she's older than I am, so what?
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. What difference does age make?
Yeah, Larry. I mean, if Jack likes her and she likes him, that's all that matters.
Yeah, well... I guess if you can't cut it with our generation, maybe an older woman does make sense.
Take it easy.
Just a gigolo.
Oh, Larry, just hold it right there. Now tell me, what have you got against older women?
Nothing. My mother's an older woman, but I wouldn't want to date her.
Here we go, guys. The old double standard once again. I suppose you think it's just terrible for an older woman, but I'll bet you think it's okay for an old man.
No. I wouldn't date an old man either.
Larry,
he is such a hypocrite.
Oh, forget him, Jack. Just forget all about him and tell us about her.
Yeah.
Now, how'd you meet her?
Well, she's a relative of the Ropers.
You're kidding.
No.
Come on, Jack. Does Roper know?
Janet, don't be silly. Of course Mr. Roper knows his own relatives.
Chrissy.
Oh, look at the time. I'm late. I gotta run. I'll just get these. Listen, I gotta take a shower.
Okay, Jack, but listen, remember, whatever happens, Chrissy and I, we're with you all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Shall we all get undressed together?
Yeah. I don't believe him.
Boy, do you think Jack's serious?
Oh, Chrissy, who knows?
He's never dated a girl who's written a book.
Chrissy, he's never dated a girl who's read a book.
I get it. Listen, I only know one thing. If two people care about each other, then age doesn't matter. Oh, hello.
Hi. Is Jack home?
Oh, yes, he's in. He's taking a shower.
Oh. Well, he left his swimming trunks downstairs. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know who I am. I'm Mrs. Roper's aunt.
Her aunt?
And you must be...
Janet.
Yeah. Yes, and you're Chrissy. Oh, Jack has told me all about you.
He's told us all about you, too.
Oh, he did? Well, oh, he's such a wonderful boy, you know. At dinner the other evening, I found him completely irresistible.
He did?
Oh, yes. You know, in a way, he reminds me of my first husband.
Your first husband?
Yes, and... also my third.
And also my third. I suppose that Jack knows all about these husbands?
Oh, yes, he kidded me about it.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes, he's such a tease. That's what I like about him. He makes me feel so young.
Who wouldn't? She mumbles.
Oh, I see. Well, I've got to run, you know. There's so many things to do when you're getting married.
Chrissy? Chrissy, did that woman say married? Is Jack gonna marry her?
Well, he did say she was different.
This is terrible, Chrissy. How could this happen?
Well, maybe she lied about her age.
Come on, Chrissy. There's gotta be 40 years between them. Jack's just a kid. He's a baby.
Well, you know what you said before? Age isn't important.
Please. I was talking about age, not old age.
Oh, boy, I feel terrific. It's amazing what a shower can do. Makes you feel years younger.
I wouldn't take too many of them.
Jack?
Yeah?
Your new girlfriend was just here.
She was here?
She was here.
Well, what did I tell you? Isn't she something else?
Oh, she's something else, all right.
I guess it's pretty easy to see why I was attracted to her, huh?
Well, I thought. She brought back your bathing trunks.
Oh, yeah, we went surfing all weekend.
Surfing? You went surfing with her?
Oh, yeah. You know, she's in terrific shape, and I don't just mean in a bikini. Boy, you should have seen the people on the beach. She sure made some heads turn.
I can imagine.
But, hey, girls,
Don't get the wrong idea. I mean, our relationship is not exactly what it seems like.
It isn't?
No, it's not all sex.
All right, girls, I got a couple of errands for her, then I'm meeting her at the Regal Beagle at 6:30. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, hiya, Jack. Listen, I'm glad I caught you. Look, I was thinking about what the girls were saying before, and they're right. Age doesn't matter as long as you two really dig each other.
Oh, Larry, thank you, man. I really appreciate this. I gotta run. I'm late. Catch you later.
Was that okay? Am I forgiven?
Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind?
Oh, hold on a second. I'm on your side.
Larry, we have just met Jack's new girlfriend.
Yeah?
Remember Jack said she was older?
Yeah.
Well, she's a lot older than that.
Really?
Really.
Really.
Wow. Well, maybe she's the type of woman who gets turned on by young guys.
You think so?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, Larry. Well, if that's true, then all we have to do is find a young guy to turn her on, and then Jack could see her for the kind of woman she really is.
Yeah.
Great. Where are you going to find a young guy who's good-looking, charming, sophisticated, and a lot of laughs? Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, Larry, all right, you're on. And yeah, Chrissy, it'll be okay. Listen, you go down to the Ropers and get that woman up here.
Yeah, and then you just leave everything to Larry Lovelips.
Oh, boy, Larry, this is so nice of you.
Hey, I'm a friend, remember? Yeah. And I'm doing this for Jack.
She's here.
Ah. Yeah.
Larry?
Yeah.
Go get her.
Just a gigolo. Excuse me.
What are you doing back in here?
I just didn't want to leave without saying goodbye.
What do you mean that you can't quit now?
Watch me.
Larry. Okay, it's off for tomorrow night.
What's off?
Chrissy here. She decided she was going to go out with you anyway.
You did?
I did? Great that you get her. Oh, yeah. Well, but of course now, see, it's all different, though. It's off because Chrissy's not about to go out with a guy who deserts his best friend.
Well, maybe I was a little bit hasty.
Yeah, Larry, that's it. You were just a little bit hasty.
All right.
There you go.
Hi. I'm Larry.
Oh, well, how do you do? I'm Martha.
Martha, what a beautiful name. Reminds one of vineyards. A little wine?
Yes, thank you.
Excuse me, but, you know, I just couldn't help but notice your perfume. It's so mysterious, so enchanting, so sensual. What do you call it?
Bengay. I rub it on my shoulders.
Oh.
It's the only thing that works for my rheumatism.
Well, it's so you. Your health.
Oh, thank you. I understood Janet wanted to see me.
Janet. Yes, she's a nice little girl for someone her age.
Young man, just exactly what is it you're doing?
Oh, now why fight it, Martha? I know from the minute I set eyes on you, there was something between us.
Come on in, Martha. We're going to be late for dinner.
Oh, how can you talk about dinner at a time like this?
Why, what's the matter?
What's the matter? How would you like it if some young man tried to seduce you?
Well, someone trying to seduce you?
Hope you got his name and number.
This is the object I'm talking about. He tried to seduce me.
Larry?
I'm sorry. It was all a mistake. Look, you gotta believe me.
Let me out of here.
No, you don't understand.
You're weird.
Thanks. Thanks for coming to the rescue.
What did you expect us to do?
Well, you could.
Larry, come on. Okay, Larry, I'm sorry.
Sorry? Don't you have anything else to say?
Yes.
What?
Our date's off.
Thank you for a lovely weekend. It's been fun.
Do you have to leave tomorrow?
Yes. Right after my mother's wedding, it's back to Seattle and my book.
Well, one of these days, when you win the Nobel Prize...
Jack, they don't give a Nobel Prize for archaeology.
No, I'm talking about surfing.
Oh, I've really enjoyed it.
Me too.
Please, wait a minute. Now, come on, are you sure we're doing the right thing?
Yes, we are going to find out why he's marrying that woman and why he's keeping it a secret and
who that is.
These are the girls. These are my roommates.
We know everything.
Jack, could we please speak to you in private?
Well, sure. Excuse me, Barbara. Try not to miss me too much.
It'll be a problem.
You know, if you knew what Jack was going to do, you wouldn't be doing what you just did.
All right, what's up, ladies?
Jack, come on. Think of what you're doing. You're getting married tomorrow.
I am?
Don't act dumb.
I'm not acting dumb.
Oh, come on, Jack. I ought to know when somebody's acting dumb.
Look, ladies, I'm not getting married tomorrow, but I do have a date tonight. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Jack, we are not quitting until we get to the bottom of this.
Excuse me, what is this all about?
Well, for some reason, they think I'm getting married.
Oh, really? You never told me.
I know.
I'm surprised he even told his bride, Martha.
Martha?
Oh, yeah, that's our landlady's poor old aunt.
That's my mother.
Your mother? Oh, shame on you, Jack. You were just kissing your stepdaughter.
Wait, just a moment. My mother is getting married tomorrow, but not to Jack.
That she's double-crossing him?
I think I can make this clear.
No,
you see
I
what's
think
happening?
Maybe I should take care of this one. Chrissy, you see what happened was?
What happened was we thought Barbara's mother was Barbara. Yeah.
I think she's got it.
Of course I've got it. You know, I don't have to have every teeny little thing explained to me. Barbara, I hope your mother has a very nice wedding.
Oh, thank you.
But after she's married, I don't think she ought to go surfing with Jack anymore.
You didn't have to laugh when the minister told the groom to kiss the bride.
I only laughed when he had to point the groom in the right direction.
Well, I'd like to propose another toast to Aunt Martha's happiness. That poor woman has had a lot of grief.
No wonder she's had a lot of marriages.
Look, you could at least have a little sympathy, Stanley. Hasn't been easy for her, you know.
I know. I mean, how would you like to have four dead husbands?
I'd settle for one live one.
What are you talking about? I'm not dead.
You're just not buried, Stanley.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.